from hope to theological consequences. We just some minutes ago started already with it. You have the option of God as a designer who is responsible for the fine-tuning.
Yeah.
How can you combine this with the traditional vocabulary of creatio ex nihilo and creatio continua? You tell about creating the natural laws and sustaining them. Mm-hmm. Is this the appropriate equation?
Yes, indeed. Accepting this scientifically an ongoing debate about whether science as we know it implies there was a beginning to the universe or not. Now, in fact, I've recently written on this. With the new understanding of the way quantum field theory interacts with relativity, there are possible universes compatible with all observations which did not have a beginning, that existed forever. As I understand it, this is where there's a slight tension there, but it's not a serious theological tension. You can have the God is the sustainer of the universe, as you were saying, who keeps it in the form it is, and it doesn't have to have a start and time for that to take place. So, as I understand it, theologically speaking, in some ways it's more compatible if there's a start and time, but it's not a train smash if there isn't.